setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. This is The Ken Coleman Show, and you've joined a conversation. A conversation about you, specifically who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and then how to get there. We're going to help you get on purpose. There's two areas of life that we have purpose in. Really, this is it. Relational and professional. We're going to talk about both today. There's always a relationship component to the professional journey. Some of you out there are being held back from pursuing what you were created to do due to some relationship stuff. And relationships are vital to who we are as humans. So is purpose to help others. The most confused person in the world will say, I just want to help others. I'm not sure how, where, but I know I want to help. And so that's what unites us all, a desire to make a difference in the world. And I'm telling you, you were created to fill a unique role in and through your work. You were needed. You must do it. And that's why we do this show. So it is your show. It's a caller-driven show, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Read an article recently, and I want to share just a little bit from it. It's a Forbes article, but it highlights the importance of relationships. We are relational human beings, and there are a lot of people suffering right now because they've been in lockdown, depending on the state that you live in. Kids not going to school for an entire year. It's all kinds of negative things that have come from the pandemic. As just another example of the importance of relationship and connections. And this is going to tie in to what we talk about. But I want to just walk through a couple of things. Columbia University has done a broad study. This is a huge study. 226,000 people across North America, Europe, and Asia. And found that the prevalence of mental health issues, specifically depression and anxiety, is linked to the deterioration of relationships and the distancing over the last year. I mean, the very phrase social distancing, I understand what they're saying. They're trying to give you some medical guidance, but it's awful. It's an awful phrase. We're not made to be distant. We're made to connect. A recent MIT study found that we crave interactions in the same region of our brains where we crave food. That's extraordinary. Another study showed that we experience social exclusion in the same region of our brain where we experience pain. Now, let me just review that quickly. The same part of our brain where we crave social interaction is where we crave food. Just think of that favorite food that you just love. It's the guilty pleasure. Same part of your brain is where you desire to connect, interact. And then the converse. When we are excluded and alone and disconnected, the feeling that we have there is in the same area where we experience physical pain. This is fascinating, folks. You doubters out there, this isn't my opinion. This is science. One more study. The University of New South Wales found that social interaction that happens after periods of social isolation, so you've been isolated for a while, and then you come in contact with human beings again, that experience reduced the cravings for food and cigarettes. So that's your brain going, we feel great, we feel great, this is awesome, we're real people again, right? It's like the warm hug. By the way, that's a little bit what's wrong with the world right now too. Let's get over the fist bumps and the elbow bumps. How about we shake hands again? How about we hug again? I don't know. I mean, I got to tell you something. I don't know if you've ever experienced, but I know I do. When I hug my family, there's a electrical energy that surges through your body. It's good for the soul. Meaningful connections. Meaningful relationships. So why do I share this? Because I started the show by saying that we have purpose in two areas of our lives, relational and professional. And on the journey to becoming who you were created to be in your work, you cannot do that alone. It's too difficult. If you look at the seven stages that I outlined for you to becoming who you're supposed to be, get clear, get qualified. Can I tell you something? The get qualified stage is the hardest stage, and it can get really lonely. Over the seven-year period where I started into broadcasting, knowing no one, having no experience, and no education for it, I can't tell you folks how many times I got rejected. That hurts. And you can get into a dark place pretty quickly. I didn't, because I had some incredible relationships in my life that pulled me out of the pit of self-pity. Folks, this journey is hard. Get connected. How are you going to get connected without relationships? Somebody write that book. I don't know how you're going to do it. Getting started. Sometimes it takes that person to go, hey, you can do this. It's hard to start a race when there's nobody at the starting line going, woohoo, let's go. So the point is, you can't be in your professional life the person that you're supposed to be without relationships that are with you along the way. Could be a mentor. Could be the close friend. Could be that person who acts as the role of cheerleader, the coach. Got to have relationships, intentional relationships. And then let's go to another level of relationships that these are the relatively new relationships that are ongoing, and these are just solid connections. You may not be doing life with somebody. There's only so many people you could be really, really close with. But I tell you what, you can meet new people and have coffee with people, have lunch with them, learn from them. The reason I wrote the proximity principle wasn't just to highlight the power of people and places, but it was to highlight that as you continue to grow and evolve and move up in your life, as you should, it will be people. And then the places where the right people are. So people plus places. And this needs to be a intentionality that you put into place every day. I need to be meeting new people, connecting with new people, learning from these people, getting new perspective from these people. These people are going to put me in the right places where I'm going to meet more people. This never, ever stops. And I tell you, I don't like the networking. These are the vampires of life, right? They're just trying to suck the blood out of somebody and they leave them for dead. They're just going to get something out of them. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about really adding value to people, creating value even when you ask something from them. Folks, relationships. Can't do it without relationships. You better learn how to be good at it and develop some depth. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Are you feeling stuck and disengaged in your current job? If you're searching for a new job for any reason, the Get Hired live stream event on April the 27th is for you. At this event, you're going to learn how to get clear on what you do best, get qualified for the job you want, and get connected to job opportunities. No matter what your situation is, there is hope. Join me on Tuesday, April the 27th to take control of your career and start working toward what you were born to do. Text the word HIRED to 33789 to learn more. Coming to you from Nashville, the Ramsey Solutions Studios. I am Ken. You are joining the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you move from paycheck to purpose. I'm going to help you make the income you need and the impact you want, because work is just so much more. and should be more than just a 9-to-5 job. You know there's more. You want more. So no matter where you are in your professional career, if you need to restart, switch, or move up, I am your counselor, coach, and cheerleader, and I'm standing by. It's a free phone call, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Mora, Minnesota, where Gail joins us. Gail, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you today?
Gail, I'm living the dream. What's up?
Oh, wonderful. See, I, just to give you a little bit of background of my profession, is I have been working 18 years with the school district as in the transportation department. I've slowly made myself up from van driver to bus driver, and now I am head of the transportation department with the oversight of the transportation director.
Okay.
But I feel that I just want to know how I can better myself. I don't have a college degree. I just want to know how I can better myself and what I should do to make myself a better leader in leadership and management. Like, I feel like I'm lacking in that department, and I just don't know where to go or how about to do that.
Okay. Well, let's find out a little bit more about you and where you need to develop the most, and then I could give some suggestions, all right? So,
okay.
What are your natural talents just and skills that you developed over time? And what do you think that you do best in the workplace?
I'm organized in that department. I'm efficient in that department. I'm in these trying times right now when there is no school bus drivers, I figure it out and I make that transportation run. I feel that I do a great job at that.
Okay. And so what allows you to do a great job of making this thing run? I know you're organized and efficient. Is there anything else that you would say, this is what I'm good at as a professional?
Well, I do love my job.
I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you that.
I know that, but
this is the issue. I can help you, but you gotta be okay to brag about yourself and just tell the truth about yourself. Besides being organized and efficient, if that's it, that's fine. But I don't believe that that's it. What else are you just, you've got a talent in this area. You know that you're good at this in the workplace or even in leadership. You've noticed, okay, I've not been trained as a leader. I worked my way up into it, which, by the way, is natural. And that's how it should go. So what are you good at when it comes to leading and managing this team, this department, besides being organized and efficient?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so humble. I just have a hard time, like,
all right, let me ask a different
that.
Way. Well, let me ask a different way. What are the areas that you've identified, or at least maybe you've got some insecurity or doubt that I don't know if I'm good enough in this area?
That would be managing or like a discipline referral or any confrontation I really struggle at.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. So
yes.
You're struggling in the area of confrontation. Are you gifted at connecting with others? I don't mean like networking. I mean like when you're in a one-on-one or one-on-few, do you feel like people would say, she's good at connecting with people? This is beyond communication. She can connect.
My husband says I do.
Okay.
I connect. Like, he says I can talk to
great.
Anybody anytime. So
you've got
you've
got some real insecurity about saying nice things about yourself. You got something.
I do.
You're hung up, and I'm not sure why, and I don't have time to break that down, but I'm going to challenge you on something. Not
okay.
on this phone call, but I want you over the weekend to dig deep. Talk to your husband, maybe your sister, brother, parents, if you're comfortable with that. I want to know what from your past makes you doubt yourself or makes you so critical of yourself that you can't just own something that you're good at. There's something there, and you need to get over that because it's going to hold you back as a leader until you get over that, because that's going to come out with the people that you're leading. You're going to have to dig on that. And it could be somebody said something to you one time, or you've been overlooked, or blah, blah, blah. I don't know what it is. And you need to figure that out, because I think you actually know what it is, because you can't say anything nice about yourself But the minute I say, tell me where you're struggling, you're like, oh, yeah, you just let it go. Do you see that about yourself?
Now that you pointed out, yes.
Mm-hmm. I want you to do the digging on that, because there's something in your past that has created that narrative inside your head. All right, now let's keep moving. So if a leader, so let's start with, you've listened to my show long enough to call me. And so I talk to leaders about the same thing I'll talk to regular callers on this, which is you need to find your leadership sweet spot. So if you want to develop as a leader, the best way to develop as a leader is to find your leadership sweet spot. And it's the same exercise as I would do with just anybody else who's trying to figure out what they're supposed to do. What do you do best as a leader? You got to figure that out.
Okay.
And then the opposite of that is, I'm not very good at confrontation. So we got to go, I probably need to make sure that somebody else does that. If I'm no good at it, then how good can I really get at it if I work hard at it? If it's a natural weakness, then you've got a leadership structure in that department, true or false?
True.
Is there somebody on your team that's naturally better at confrontation than you?
Yeah, that would be my director.
Okay.
Who's right above me. Yeah.
Okay. So they need, the director's above you?
Yeah, the director's above me. I'm like the coordinator.
Well, then what I would say is you need to sit down with the director and go, look, I really struggle with this. This is an area where I'm weak. Are you comfortable if I bring the case to you and I go, they need to be disciplined and I give everything, are you comfortable disciplining them? That's what you got to figure out. If you want to be a better leader, you got to do more of the things you're naturally good at.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
So if you've got a weakness in an area, you could work your fanny off and try to get better at it, better at it, better at it. But I don't know how much more. Let's say your weakness is like a 1, 2, or 3, or 4 on the scale of 1 to 10. Make sense?
Okay.
And if you work really hard on something that's a 3, and I think you can only move up 2 levels in this example. If you work really hard at something that you're really, really weak at, the most you can be is a 5. Do you think that makes a lot of sense?
Yeah.
You do? You think it makes sense to work hard on a 3 to get it to a 5, which is average? Or do you think you should be working on your 7s and 8s, which you could turn into 9s and 10s? What do you think you should do?
I think, well, if I can be better in one area and be okay in the other area, that would be...
No.
That would be nice.
No, see, that's the problem. You've been brainwashed like the rest of the world. Really? This is a Western Hemisphere thing. Eastern Hemisphere, they don't think this way. The Western Hemisphere, work on your weaknesses. Work on those weaknesses. Why? I'm weak there.
So work on the things that I am good at.
Yes.
And not worry about the
Because
weaknesses.
Wait a second. If I develop the things that I'm good at, I can be great. You agree with that statement?
Yes.
Do you want to be great? Or do you want to be well-rounded? Uh-oh.
Well, I want to be well-rounded.
No, you don't. Wrong answer.
See, this is where I struggle.
I know. It's why you called me, and it's why I'm setting you free. And there's a lot of other people that needed to hear this today. Let's just think of talent as a tool. You agree with that analogy? This is the talent or the tools to do the work I'm supposed to do with my life. You want a smooth, well-rounded tool, or you want a sharp precision instrument?
I want a sharp one.
Exactly. Well-rounded is overrated. Well-rounded is average. You ever said to anybody in your life, hey, let's go have an average meal, and after that, let's go to an average concert, and let's plan our average vacation? Nobody says that. If you want to be great, develop where you're good. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Rockin' from Nashville. Yeah. I like that, Joe. I might let that play a little bit longer. That gets me the juice. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey, this is a great time for me to point out that I think everybody needs a playlist. I had multiple playlists, all right? So I have multiple playlists on my phone. And depending on what mood I'm in or mood I need to be in, I jam on that. So let me give you an example. Some days where I'm really, really tired, or maybe parenting's got me down, because, oh boy, that can do it. All right, I got two teens and almost teen. Ho-ho! I may not have any hair 2 years from now. That's the kind of deal we're dealing with, right? It's just tough. Teenagers. Ah! God love them. But whatever. It could be that. Maybe I'm a little down. Who knows? All right? So I've got a playlist that just, if I start listening to it, no matter what's going on, gives me the juice. I mean, just gets me going. Some of you need a playlist to get you ready for a big meeting where you're nervous, get you all fired up, like you're about ready to head out of the locker room. Whatever you need to do, it's really important to do this because we know that music can help change your emotional state. And that's a real ninja little technique I gave you. That's all extra. There you go. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Indianapolis, Indiana, where Jacob joins us. Jacob, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How you doing today?
Living the dream, Jacob. What's up?
Hey, so here's kind of my situation. I'm at a company that I absolutely love. I started there about a year ago. And I feel as if I'm ready for a promotion, to move up to the next step. But my immediate supervisor and the supervisor above them, they say that, hey, we just don't think you're ready yet, but we definitely want to get you there because they love to build from within. So I'm just curious on what your thoughts are, with that.
Do you have a good, I know it's not fun to hear that you're not ready, but if you can separate that emotion and what you felt along with hearing that news, do you feel like they were being genuine with you to say, we're not ready, but we want you to get there, and we see that opportunity for you? Do you believe them?
I do. I think where I struggle is that I feel as if I'm ready. Maybe they have it from an outside perspective where maybe, well, I'm just too close to the situation.
Well, you're certainly too close to it, but that doesn't mean you're not right either. Mm-hmm. My question is, did they outline for you what they think you need to do to get ready?
Yes. And I mean, based off of what the last caller had said, I think that there are definitely areas that they had pointed out that, hey, you need to work on. But I feel like there are a lot of areas that, I feel like I'm really good at.
Hold on a second. I love you. I love your spirit that you're willing to call and talk about this. Mm-hmm. But you just shifted pretty quickly there. You went from, Okay. Yeah, I know they told me and I acknowledge that, but there's some other stuff I'm really good at. But here's the deal. It's not your decision. Okay. And this isn't about whether you're right or they're wrong. This is about, you don't have any say in this other than improving in the areas that they say you need to improve because they're the ones making the decision and you love the company. And so I think you got to be focused less on what you do well and go, all right, they're saying these are some areas where I've got to improve. And you got to ask yourself, can I improve there? Do I have the capacity to improve there? Do you?
I feel like I do, yes, for
sure. Do you agree that those areas you're not at your best?
Yes, I would agree.
Okay, then. So it stinks. It still stinks to hear you're not ready. It hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm totally okay with you hurting a little bit on that, but I'd get over it really quick.
Okay.
Because here's what I know. The great ones in life, the people that really make it, they've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to swallow that bitter pill of, I've got to acknowledge that they're actually right. I can improve in these areas, and I must improve in these areas to play ball.
Okay.
It's the price of admission.
Yes, for sure.
So get over the sting and say, all right, I'm gonna get focused on getting better. See, we got a problem in our world, and I don't think you have it, Jacob, at all. But I think a lot of young people do. They're all worried about feeling good instead of being good. Let me tell you something. As a guy who's worked on being good at my craft, and I've gotten good at my craft, it feels really darn good. But if all I was ever focused on is feeling good, then I don't have the capacity to be good. Because when I hear feedback like that, if it's all about feeling good, I go, they didn't make me feel good, and I don't like it, and I'm leaving. I'm taking my toys and I'm going home. That's not you, is it, Jacob?
No, it's not. I don't believe that at all.
I don't either. I think you're a really mature young man. So get it in writing. Come up with a growth plan. Say, hey, thank you for sharing that with me. I want to show you. I'm not going to do any more talking. I'm going to get after it. Can we put this down in writing that, hey, these are areas I need to improve in. I'd like to see that in writing. Let's just agree on that. Or send them an email. This is what you said. Would you change any of that? And do you have any suggestions on what I could do or some training, things like that? I want to do it. I'm all in.
Okay.
And so now they go, oh, this young man's serious. He didn't get offended. He's getting busy.
And, yeah, for sure.
And so that also puts an onus on them to go, all right, if he raises his game here, then we're ready to bring him up there. And I think that's really how you win. That's how you move up. Let's go to Jonathan in Los Angeles, California next. Jonathan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
How are you, Jonathan? Doing? Good. How are you? What's Good. Going on?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so I'm 27 years old, working at the insurance business. I feel disconnected. I need help getting clear. I have some ideas, but I would like some clarification.
All right, give me the big ideas that you're looking for clarity and tell me where you're looking for clarity.
Yes, so I have two career options in the technology realm and the clothing apparel.
Okay, give me the first one.
Yes, technology. I'm interested to do graphic designing, advertisement, or some computer analytics.
Okay, hold on. There's three things there. I hear graphic designer. Mm-hmm. What was the second one?
Computer analytics.
Computer analytics. And the third one?
Clothing apparel.
Oh, wait. Is that idea number two or is that a part of idea number one?
Oh, that's idea number two.
Okay, so I thought I heard something else. So it's really in the technology space, it's graphic designer or analytics.
Correct.
Okay. And then the second one is clothing designer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell me more about that. Play that one out for me. What's that look like?
Yeah.
If I fast forward you on that path, what are you doing?
I would like to design clothing more specifically in the footwear industry. I feel like I have a design and passion for it, but I don't have experience doing it.
I don't know if that's true. You're telling me you've never gone on one of those websites that allows you to do a custom design? I've done it. I love it. I've done a pair of golf shoes and a pair of Nikes. I get lost in that. You've never done that?
I've done it a few times.
Okay, then don't say that you haven't done it because you have done it. You just haven't got paid for it.
Correct.
Were your designs really good?
They're decent, too.
Did anybody else look at them or just you?
Just me.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. You know what you need to do? Separate of advice I'm going to give you, I think you need to start designing some shoes using some app or whatever and then putting them out on social and see what people how they respond to them. Have you showed your work? You really haven't. How do you even know if people like what you design?
I see.
You feeling what I'm saying? All right, here's the $1 million question. If I guaranteed you success in both of these fields, the technology field or the design field, but you could only choose one, which one would you choose?
I would choose the technology one.
I knew that. Do you know why I knew that?
No.
Because it's the first one you said. Let me just tell y'all, if anybody's wanting to know the little secret here at home, when you ask your kids something, they're mulling multiple ideas. 99.9% of the time, the first one that's mentioned is always the heart choice because it's top of heart, which means it's top of mind. So where in the computer is it design? I think it's graphic design because that's the clue from shoe design. Is it graphic design or computer analytics?
More graphic design.
Oh, of course it is because you're a creative guy, aren't you?
Correct.
Are you good at this stuff? Yes or no?
I've never tried it, but I believe I can do it.
All right, here's your homework assignment. I want you to talk to three or four graphic designers in the next 2 or 3 weeks and take some classes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. 844-747-2577 is the toll-free number to jump in. We are talking about what you were created to do, and that is your unique contribution, and we're talking about it in the work context. We don't think that work is something you do to live. We think you live to work. In other words, you were created to contribute. We want to help you move from that paycheck mentality of work to purpose mentality. I'm moving from paycheck to purpose. When we do that, oh, Mondays take on a whole different feel, and you're going to make that significant contribution in the world that somebody needs, quite frankly. So your purpose at work isn't about you, it's about others. Giving yourself away. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Robert joins us in Fort Worth, Texas. Robert, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
So long story short, I've been a career firefighter for about 5 years. Just in the last year, I feel like I've been in a pretty bad mental state, just seeing stuff that humans shouldn't see.
Yeah.
On a day-to-day basis. And I've been wanting to be a firefighter all my life. I started with volunteering and worked my way into a career. I just don't know what to do. I feel stuck. My fiance, is in medical school. And I just feel a bunch of pressure on me, and I don't know if I should step away for a little bit or what I should do. So here I am.
Have you seen a counselor about some of this traumatic stuff that you're dealing with?
Yes, sir. We have an in-house counselor with our department, as well as I'm seeing an outside counselor with our church.
Is it working?
Doesn't
sound like it.
It's tough. It's tough because the outside counselor that hasn't gone through what I've gone through, as well as even our in-house department. It's just hard to get past it by just talking about it.
I get it. This is tough, man, because this is heavy duty stuff. Because what I think I'm hearing is, what you've had to see and deal with has had such a trauma. I mean, this is trauma. And it's going to take a while to heal. And even after you heal, it's not like you're going to just forget it.
Right.
And so it feels to me like you need a change of scenery, but I don't know that you totally get away from the type of work that you do as a firefighter. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
A little bit, yes, sir.
All right, so let me walk you through this a little bit more. What would you say, if you were going to pick words, what are the words that you would use to describe what a firefighter does? And I don't mean like pull out a hose and spray a building. I mean, what at its core does a firefighter do? What kind of work? How would you describe it? Like, for instance, would you say it's protecting?
Of course.
Would you say it's serving?
Yes, sir.
You see where I'm going? Describe the work. What do you love most about being a firefighter? Forget the trauma. What do you love most about it? Before the bad stuff happened, what'd you love about it?
Ironically, just being the best version of you in front of somebody on their worst day is what really drove me into this kind of career. And I guess where you were going with that, I'm trying to see other possible career paths where I can go down and do the same thing, because, you know, honestly, I have a servant's heart, and
I agree. So here's my point. I think there's a lot of options, and I feel like you're locking up a little bit because you're like, oh, I don't want to make the wrong decision. And I would just tell you, my friend, you won't make the wrong decision as long as you're in your sweet spot, which simply means, Robert, do you have the talent to do that work? You can develop the skill out of the talent, but do you have the talent? Do you love this type of work? Does this type of work that you're considering produce a result that matters deeply to you? It frees you up. My sweet spot teaching, those three gifts you were given by your creator, talent, passion, mission, are indicators. They're not just gifts. And so it could be an EMT. It could be a guidance counselor. I could go on. I'm just making stuff up, by the way. But I mean, at this point, it's like, I don't think that, yes, the environment and the job description may be very different. You may not be working as a firefighter, but it's some role where you are being the best version of you to serve others, to help others. I think you just need some ideas. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to come up with some ideas. I want you to take about a week to 10 days, and I want you to call me back, and then we'll go deeper. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Coming up on April the 27th, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, is installment number 2 of our popular Get Hired event. It's really for anybody that's just looking for the competitive edge. Whether you're starting out, coming out of college, or you got a kid or a grandkid that's coming out of college here soon, and they're looking to get that first job, or you're looking to upgrade your income, you want to get promoted, move up the ladder, or you're looking to switch careers, you're looking to move from part-time to full-time, whatever it is, Get Hired really is, this is the edge maker. And the event start, the ticket price start at just $20. You can text the word hired to 33, what is the text number? I just forgot it, so we'll get to that in a second. But the website is, of course, RamseySolutions.com. That's the mothership. 33789. Thank you very much. So text the word hired to 33789. Text the word hired to 33789 for more information or to get your ticket. Tickets start at just $20. It is a live stream event. We'll also have about 200 people live. So if you want to come live and you're near the Nashville area, text hired to 33789 or RamseySolutions.com/events. Again, ticket tiers, multiple tiers and prices there. But $20 just to watch it wherever you are with an internet signal and a device. Get Hired, April the 27th, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Let's go to Buffalo, New York now, where Timothy joins us on the line. Timothy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hallelujah, brother.
I like that. What's going on?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I think we kind of boiled it down to future employment and how future employers will see beyond my criminal background.
Oh, okay.
And we can go into depth a little bit, you know, on what specifically the, you know, criminal history is.
I don't need to know all the details, but are you a felon?
Yes.
All right. And how long have you been out?
It's been a few years now. I mean, after I got out of jail, I went to a faith-based addictions program and stuff. And I changed my life. That was in 2018.
Awesome,
so it's been
brother.
A couple years.
Good for you. Have you been working at all in that time?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff?
Kind of like on and off of different jobs. It's been hard for me to maintain, you know, steady work.
Why?
But why? Well, to be honest, not always having the best work ethic, but I mean, that's changed since then. You know, it's just kind of like a growing up process, you know, becoming a man.
Yeah, I hear you. So what are you doing? What are you doing right now? For work.
Right now, yeah. I am going to school to be an electrician.
Good for you.
Thing. Yeah.
Good for you. And so have you determined that being an electrician is the path for you?
Yeah.
Good.
I prayed about it, and that's why I feel the Holy Spirit's leading me to.
Good.
So.
Well, how's your work ethic right now?
I would say it's better than it's ever been.
It needs to be incredible.
I believe that.
Let me speak to you very bluntly, Timothy. You've already got a cultural spot on you. I don't like it. I think that you've done your time, and I think that you've clearly made some spiritual changes in your life, and I think that you deserve a clean second chance. That's what I believe.
Amen.
But unfortunately, the way our culture and society is, and I understand that they want to let people know that you've got a criminal background. I get it. But the fact of the matter is it has become a stain, a spot, you know, of shame, and it shouldn't be. So, Timothy, what I'm telling you is something you already know, but you better get this and wake up really, really fast. Because I understand you needed to grow up, and I also understand that you felt a lot of shame coming out of prison. But the last thing that somebody who's coming out of prison, a convicted felon, needs to be doing is having a bad work ethic. You've already got enough shade coming your way. Am I right? You don't need that shade.
Sure.
You got to work harder than everybody else.
Come on.
You do. You actually got to not just work harder. In some ways, you're going to have to be better than a lot of people. And not just at the skill, but with your attitude and your character. Because they're just looking at you side-eyed. Am I right? Going, is this a bad decision? And that's what you're always going to be dealing with until your actions remove all doubt. So in trade school, you better be the best that you can be. I'm not saying you got to be, you know, you can only do what you can do as far as your talent. But you better be the best that Timothy can be, and you better work your butt off. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And I'm telling you that because I do believe in you, and I do think you deserve a chance.
Amen.
But there's zero excuse for you not having a greater work ethic. You got to work harder than everybody else. Do you have a favorite athlete that you admire?
I'm not really into sports anymore, but when I was, I'd say Troy Polamalu.
All right. Troy Polamalu is not the biggest safety that's ever played in the NFL.
Yeah.
He was small. But that guy, you want to talk about work ethic and desire and hunger.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? You better get that. You better figure out how Troy Polamalu and any other great man or woman gets where they got to go when they're not the best candidate.
All right. Yeah, man. I mean, some of the things that you talk about, high emotion, high devotion.
Yes.
And things, you know, I believe that all that is there, you know.
All right, so here's the deal. That's just one part of it. So now I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have got to read it. Will you commit to read it? And if you want the audiobook, I'll get you the audiobook. You tell Amanda in just a minute what format you want. But you've got to read this book because listen to me. Connections and relationships are what are gonna get you around and over the hurdle of being a convict. That's what people look at you. Oh, you're an ex-con, man. Oh, this guy's an ex-con. Done. Trash. You got to get around all that. You got to get interviews after people know that you've got a record, but they still are going to give you an interview because they've heard great things about you from people they know. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, sir.
That's how you get hired with a background like you've got. You are going to go through electrician trade school, and while you're doing it, you're reading my book, The Proximity Principle, and you're hanging out with electricians. They may not run the business, but they work for a guy, and you start to meet these guys, and they go, hey, I'm going to introduce you to my boss one day. But before he does it, he goes, hey, this dude Timothy's got a great story. This is what he did. Guy's totally recovered. He's crushing it, holding down a couple jobs while going to electrician trade school. I think you ought to meet him. I think he'd be great. And then when you sit in those interviews, you own your record, man. You own your junk. You take the elephant out of the room. There is no awkwardness because you own it. That's how you win.
Amen.
There's no shame. And so if you act like you've got shame, then people will feel that. You need to have your head high. You paid your time. Whatever the government said you had to do, you paid your time. You served your time. Take it back. You've been shaped by this, my friend. You've not been stained by it. Let me say it again. You've been shaped by it. Not stained by it. You've been in the fire, brother. You have.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Hey, listen. God is the blacksmith, man.
Yes.
You went through the fire. And prison pounded you after the fire. And God pulled you out and put you in that cold water. And it's forging you, the future you. Do you hear me, man? That's the mindset.
Yes, sir.
You better believe that and act on it. Now, hang on the line. You keep moving forward, and you make connections in the electrician field, and somebody's going to give you a shot, but you got to be worthy of the shot before they even give it to you. Hang on the line. Amanda's going to get you the book. Hey, I got to run, but before I do, you matter, and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.